I want to welcome everybody into God's house this morning. Sure glad to have everybody. I appreciate everybody that's here, and I want to say a special welcome to all our visitors. I have a scripture I want to read in the 139th Psalm, but before I read the scripture, I want to say this. This has been a really busy week, and God has sure blessed us this week. We thank the Lord for his blessings. I appreciate Bible school. It's been such a blessing. And so many people that helped and did so many things in Bible school, I appreciate it so much. We had two funerals this week. Thank God for the church, and thank God for his help and his mercy and his grace in helping us with those funerals. And it's good to be here this morning. Thank the Lord for letting us be in his house. And the scripture one reads in 139th Psalm, verses 13 and 14. And the psalmist said this, "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." If you'd like to stand with me for a prayer, we'll pray just a moment. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, and for all the things that you've done for us and are doing for us. And God, we're excited to be in your house this morning. God, we thank you for the Sunday school that we've had already. God, we pray for this service, and we just ask your blessings. And God, that certainly we pray that you would speak to people's hearts this morning. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. We turn over to the choir.
Living God, I'm free. Page 175.
I see.
He finished it on Calvary, and he finished it in my soul.
Amen.
We'll have the choir come down. We'll turn it over to Bart Terry.
Thankful to be here this morning. I'm thankful for the choir. I'm thankful for that last song we sang. The last verse says, Oh, bear my longing heart to him who bled and died for me. And I'm going to read you this verse in Jude. It says, Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. It amazes me that the one who bled and died for me has exceeding joy to present me faultless before the eyes of God. It's amazing this morning to serve our Savior. It's amazing this morning to be loved when I'm so unlovable. I'm thankful that that opportunity could go out this morning, really be praying for our service. I've said this just about every service, but I really, really feel like somebody could get saved this morning. And I really, really, really want to see my burdens get saved this morning. So I'm asking, please dig deep for our people. We'll ask at this time, if everyone will, please stand to your feet. And we'll ask at this time if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. And we'll ask if anyone has a spoken prayer request.
Grandson Levi, he's had surgery in the morning.
Just remember that. I'll say this, let's pray for Ethan Blake. I've really had him on my heart this morning. I know he would love to be here this morning. He's got a lot going on, so just really pray for him. Remember that. Anybody else this morning?
I remember Mackenzie and Paul. They had been going to a church there where they live, but they're just not quite satisfied, and so they're looking. So I'd like for everyone to pray for them, that God will put them where they need to be.
Amen. Just remember that.
I want to say along the same line what yours is, really pray up. I've got a great burden for somebody to get saved this morning.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the choir singing, appreciate you opening up, feeling the Lord this morning.
Yeah.
And that's just pray. That's mind the Lord in everything.
Amen. Yeah. Anybody else this morning? Good. Remember that. Yeah, remember that. Yeah. Amen. Yep. Remember homecoming. Pray for our visiting preachers. Nobody else has anything. We're going to ask Jay Atkins to lead us in prayer.
God,
whatever's needed in the service, God, just have your way with us. Just take us and use us for your glory. And Father, I pray that your next request has been made, especially for those that are off guard, that you can reach out to them and draw them to Jesus. Lord, you know everyone that's on our hearts. And our God, I pray that you grant them another opportunity to convict their hearts and turn them to Jesus, Lord, that they might be saved before it's eternally too late for them to know, God, that time's running out and it won't be long till we're going across the river. And I pray, my God, that you'd help us to be all the light that we need to be while we're here, Lord, that our people could see Jesus in us and know that what we've got down in our souls is real. And I pray, my God, for your will to be done in this service and in our lives. And we'll praise you if we ask it in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Just follow the Lord this morning. I don't have a whole lot on my heart, to be honest with you. So if you've got a song or a testimony, I'm sure it'll really help our pastor. Just follow God. Let's pray for him as they come.
Pray for us. I just have a small impression that I want to do what the Lord wants me to do, so.
Despite my sinful past, no greater friend have I ever known than this one who walks by my side. And oh, what a difference since he came into my life. And if you knew what my life was like before Jesus came and made things right and saved me from the mess that I
Thankful for that song. Thankful I can look back to the time before I was saved and remember how awful and wretched that place was. I think a lot about Mephibosheth and Lodabar when he got to the king's table and was told he'd never have to go back. I can imagine he looked back at Lodabar and remembered how awful it was and continued to be thankful that he had a spot at the king's table. I don't think that feeling of thankfulness ever went away. I appreciate that. We'll ask you this time if anyone else has a song or a testimony on your heart. If not, be much in prayer for our pastor.
Sure is good to be here. I appreciate feeling the Lord, and I appreciate that I felt him in Sunday school and choir singing and opening up a special singing. God sure is good to us, and I'm glad that everybody's here that's here this morning. And if you're here today and you're not saved, it'd be my prayer that God would speak to you this morning and that you'd come and get saved. And God's just as able to save now as he's ever been. God's strength and ability has not changed. The length of his reach is not shortened. God's still God. And I have a couple places I want to read this morning. One from the 19th chapter of the book of Matthew, and one from the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew. And won't you really pray? Where I want to read in the 18th chapter of Matthew, I read these verses opening up Wednesday night. And it's still on my heart, but God's added some more things to that. But I just want you to really pray. And again, Matthew chapter 19, verse 13. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. And I'll pause for just a minute, and I've heard it speculated on, wonder why the disciples rebuked them for bringing the little children. Some speculation. Well, maybe they thought Jesus was too busy. He was not too busy. Right. Maybe they thought that the little children didn't need to come to Jesus. If they thought that, they were wrong. Yes. They needed to come to him. And but anyway, for whatever reason, they might have had good intentions rebuking them, but they were just wrong. And Jesus straightens it out. Verse 14, Jesus said, suffer, and that means allow or permit. Don't hinder, don't get in the way. Let them come. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not. Don't stop them from coming. Forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. And so that's a wonderful scripture, and I'm glad that I came to Jesus when I was young. My children came to him when they were young. My grandchildren came to him when they were young. At the same time, that's not the only time you can come to Jesus. And in the 18th chapter, there's some more reading about children, but it expands the message that's on my heart today. So go to the 18th chapter, one chapter earlier than that, the 18th chapter in Matthew, starting at verse 1. And won't you really pray? At the same time came the disciples to Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And what a question that is. But you know, that's human nature. in the nature of man and on mankind, we want to do the best at everything. We want to do the most of everything or the best at everything or accomplish what we can. It's just kind of nature of people. And so they had that on our mind. Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus gave some great insight here. Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily, and that means truly, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such as this little child in my name, receiveth me. And so what a wonderful statement that Jesus made here. And they were worried about being the greatest, and Jesus put things in order. He brought a little child, set it in the midst of them. And he said, verily I say unto thee, except you be converted. And I think the conversion he was talking about right there was meaning get your mind off the world and look toward Jesus. As long as we're trying to accomplish the worldly things, we're not coming to God. And so when he said, except you be converted and become as little children, I'm telling you what is it about a little child that we need to be like that? A little child is trusting, and seem like a little child, it's easy for them to exercise faith. And when my children were small, if I would have had one of them and set it up here on this podium and step back here and say, come to Daddy, they'd have just smiled and jumped off the podium. Why would they have done that? Because they were trusting me to do what I needed to do to take care of them. And so when he says here, become as little children, and I'm telling you what, we got to come as a little child. Everybody's got to come the same way. It hadn't been maybe, I don't know, a year or two. I was in service and an 81-year-old man got saved. But when he came weeping and he bowed at an altar and he called on the Lord. And when he prayed and he cried out, God, have mercy on me. Lord, help me. God, save me. And boy, when he got up from the altar, he got up happy, tears running down his face. And he said, I'm saved. I get to go to heaven now. And so what I want to get you the point, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now, there's a point here that's easy overlooked, but it's a real important point. When he says here, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, so get this with me. Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? If you humble yourself and you come as a little child, he said, that you'll be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That means everybody's got the same thing. The only way you can go to heaven is to be converted and come as a little child and trust Jesus and be born again. That's the only way you can go to heaven. And if you go into heaven, you're the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Well, preacher, how can that be? It's because we're going by the same blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. We're going through the grace of God. I couldn't earn my way in. You couldn't earn your way in. I think it's in probably the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs, maybe the 4th verse. The writer says over there, unto thee, O man, I call, and my voice is unto the sons of man. And so unto thee, O man, I call. That maybe that would represent the fathers, maybe represent the parents. And my voice is also to the children of men, to the sons of men. That would be the children. And so whether it's the older people or the younger people, he still said, unto thee, O men, I call, and my voice is unto the sons of men. It takes being called by God to come in. You've got to have a call from heaven. But praise God, I'm glad of this, Jeremy. God calls everybody. He calls everybody. God will not let anybody go through. And if they come to a time of accountability in their life, they'll get a call to come home. They'll get a call from God. Come to me, O Lord. Boy, I'm glad today that I'm saved by the grace of God. When I was 12 years old, I got saved. That's pretty young. But I know a lot of folks got saved younger than that, like my children and my grandchildren did. But let me tell you this. When I was 12 years old and God was calling me, one of the things the devil used on me. He said, you're too young to get in church. You're too young to be a Christian. And the devil said to me, you better wait. There's some things that you'll want to do that don't fit with the church. You better just wait a while. Put it off. Wait a while. The devil didn't actually tell me that I shouldn't get saved. He just said, you don't need to right now. That's the way he works. That's the way he talks. He tries to get you to put off things. Well, I'm telling you what, I'm glad of one thing. I'm glad I didn't keep putting it off. I'm glad I got saved. And when I got saved, you know what I thought? I thought, I wish I'd have done this quicker. I never have thought that I wish I'd have waited till later. I never have thought that I wish I wouldn't have got saved or going to got saved when I got saved. If I thought anything, I'm glad I got saved. But if I could have got saved sooner, I'd have been better off. The sooner you get saved, the better you're off. And when you get saved, follow Jesus. Let me read this to you again. I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Just one way in. Think about that. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such a little child in my name receiveth me. Talking about being the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Over in the book of Matthew, maybe the 14th or 17th chapter, I'm not really sure now, but I know there's words in there from Jesus like this. I'll say it this way. Jesus said, I'm in you and you're in me. And he also said, I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. And so what kind of a situation does that put us in? Boy, I'm glad of this. I'm in Christ and Christ is in God. It's all together. No wonder I can be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven because I'm in Jesus. Well, you say, preacher, are you bragging? I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on Jesus. And I'm telling you what, when I say I can be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and I am. Well, you say, preacher, is that not bragging? No, because everybody that's saved is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven because we're in Christ, in God. I'm telling you, we ought not put that off. That's probably enough preaching. Just a little short message. Go ahead and get you a song ready. Church, stand up if you will. Somebody needs to come to Jesus today. And I beg of you, don't put it off. Don't wait. Doesn't matter how old or how young you are. If God's calling and speaking to you, I pray and I beg of you, as God calls and speaks, come to him. Come. Come unto the Lord. Come while he calls. While we're singing, sing when you get ready. Well, I'm glad to be here this morning. Glad for what I feel in my soul. I actually think somebody could have come while the choir was singing earlier. And I'm confident you can come now. Come on, while we're singing. Please obey the Lord. Please come while God's calling. Come, obey the Lord. Let God have his way right here, right now. God's good. God gave his son to die for me and for you. Please obey the Lord. Please let him have his way today. Come home. You don't have to measure up. You can't measure up. But you don't have to. Well, why? Because Jesus is the only one that can measure up. And he already did. And he is. Trust Jesus. Trust Jesus today. If you're not saved, come get saved. Don't put it off. No need to put it off. We're not here to judge you or pick on you or pressure you. We're here to pray for you and love you. I pray that God speaks to you this morning. I believe God's speaking to somebody. I can't see your heart. I can't read your mind. But I know how I feel in my own heart. I believe God's calling somebody this morning. And I pray that if it's you that he's calling, that you just step out and come. Just come on home. Come this morning. Let God help you. Let God fix it so you know you got peace in your soul. Let God fix it for you so you know that you're going to heaven. I'm telling you what. God calls and he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. I'm glad one time when I was laboring and heavy laden, he called to me to him. And I'm glad I come to him. I was a very shy young man, very hesitant to come. But I had a good friend named Rodney Mason. He was already saved. You've heard me tell this before probably 100 times. He leaned over and he touched me on the arm. He said, "Do you need to go pray, Terry?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "I'll go with you." Well, I'm telling you, so all obey the Lord this morning. Do whatever God gives you to do. Right now, right here, somebody can get saved. If you want to get saved, do something. God's already doing something. God's already here in power. And God's already calling. Say, "Come to me." And God, he told us in his book, Jesus said it, "Just come like a little child." You don't have to have a great understanding of everything. You don't have to have fancy words to say. You don't have to do anything but just come when he calls and believe in Jesus. Believe in him. Will you just come and believe in him this morning? It takes doing something. It takes taking a step. You need to step out and come to Jesus this morning. Please obey the Lord. Come on, folks. Come on. If you're here and you're saved, if God puts it on your heart to do like Rodney did me, touch somebody on the arm, say, "I'll go pray with you." If God gives you that, that's okay. Obey the Lord. But whether anybody touches you on the arm or not, if God's touching you in your heart, if you're feeling that need to come, please come on. Please come on. Well, I'm glad. Jesus made it possible for you and me to go to heaven. And when we get saved, we're the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. It's all top notch. Nothing less than the best. And if you're here today and you've been saved but you're not living for God, this would be a good time for you to come rededicate your life. This would be a good time for you to come pray, ask God to forgive you, get back in church, make acknowledgments, and get on fire for God. Be a light, be a help to lost people, it's your friends and your loved ones. I'm telling you what, somebody here needs to move this morning. Please come. Come right now. Come, let's go to the altar and pray. Let's go to the altar and pray. I'd like to pray with you. I sure would. And God's wanting somebody to move. Please obey the Lord. Come on. Come on, let's go to the altar. Obey the Lord. Come on, let's go. Come on. Come on, let's come and pray. Come on home this morning. Please come. Come on. Well, I got a burden for some folks. Come and let's pray about this. Don't wait too late. Don't put it off too long. But come while you can. Come while you can. Come on. Please come. Please come. Please obey. You don't have to make a speech. You don't have to say anything fancy. All you need to do right now, if God's touching your heart and you need to come pray, come right now and let's pray about this. Let's ask God to save you. We'll pray for you and you can pray for yourself. And God will answer your prayers when you call on him, believing in him. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Amen. With heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute, I want to say this to you, not trying to trick you or put you on the spot or anything. But with heads bowed and eyes closed, that just kind of makes it extra personal this way. And I won't point you out. I'm not going to embarrass you or do anything like that. I never do that. But if you're here today and you're lost and you realize you need to get saved and you feel that need in your heart and you need the prayers of God's people and you know you need to get saved, would you just raise your hand up high? Just raise your hand up. Oh, I appreciate those hands. Boy, a lot of hands going up back through there. A lot of hands going up. Anybody else that'll just acknowledge that you're lost and need to get saved, just raise your hand. Like I say, we're not going to put you on the spot or point you out or embarrass you, but admitting what our problem is the first step in getting our problem solved. And I appreciate you folks that raised your hands. But I still feel like asking again, if you've not already raised your hand and acknowledged that you need to get saved, would you just raise it now? Okay, let me ask another question while we keep our heads bowed and eyes closed. If you're here today and you're saved, but you're not living for God and serving Him like you should, and you need to repent and get back in so you can be on fire and help lead somebody to Jesus. If you're not living for the Lord like you should, saved person, would you just raise your hand? Oh, I appreciate that hand. Yeah, I do. Thank you for that. Would there be another one? Just raise your hand. Say, I'm just not where I need to be. Okay, raise your heads and open up your eyes. In just a minute, we're going to sing another song. But whether you raise your hand or not, and I appreciate those of you that acknowledge that and raise your hand, I do. But even if you didn't raise your hand, whatever the case is, if there's a spiritual need in you and God's calling you, while we sing this song, I'm going to ask you, please come and let's pray about this. Please come and let's pray about this. Please. Right now and right here. It just takes one step to start your way toward the altar. One step. If you said you want to get saved, and I believe everybody's lost should want to get saved, and maybe you've even said that, I want to get saved. Well, know this, that when God calls you, that's your opportunity. If you don't come when God's calling you, you'll never get it. And if you don't come to Jesus and get Him as your Savior, you'll never go to heaven. So while we sing this, whatever your need is, come. Come on. Come on this morning. Please come. Please come. Come on. Obey the Lord. Come on. Bless our Lord. Bless our Lord. Well, I praise God for these that's coming. What touches my heart. That stirs my heart. And as we come in and pray, there's still room on each side here and some in the middle. I'm praying for these that are here. Thank you, God, for blessing these to come. Help them, Lord. At the same time, I believe we've still got folks back here on either side that God's calling, and you need to come. I'm glad these have come. You need to come for yourself as they've come for themselves. Please, God, help them. God, satisfy their hearts. And God, as you still are calling, please call with great power. I believe you are doing that. Thank you, God, for calling to the hearts. Thank you, God, for being God. Thank you, God, for your tender mercies. Please come. Come on. If you want to get saved, come on. If you want to renew up, come on. Please help them, God. Bless them, Lord. Thank you. still praying with these. And we're singing. God's still calling. I believe there's more need to come. You can still come. If God's calling you, if you feel that longing down inside to come to Jesus, you feel that need to get saved, it's weighing on you, come on. Don't put it off till it's too late. Come while you can. Come right now. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Somebody needs to come. Come on. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Yeah, come on. Come on, buddy. Come on. Come on. Got nothing to pray for here. Pray for this young man. Pray for him while we're still praying for these. Thank you, Lord. And still there's more. Still there are more that need to come. I can feel it, and I know you can. If you move, it's up to you. I can't move for you. God won't make you come, but he'll let you come. He'll invite you to come. Please come. Please help him, God. Please help him. Please come. Come on. Come on. Come on. Bless him, Lord. Yeah, I've got a longing. We get homesick to go. I know where I'm going. That's why I can get homesick. Bless them, Lord. Help them. Just turn it all over to him. Say, here it is, Lord. I can't do anything, but you can do everything. It's you, Lord, I put my trust in. Help me, Lord. Help them, Lord. Well, I'm praying for these. Even while I'm talking to you, my heart's praying for these. And still I'm praying for some folks back through here. Well, I've got a heavy burden for somebody. Please come. Please come. Keep praying. Keep singing. God bless you, honey. Just put your trust in.
When old Stephen was accused, lonely and bewildered, no one that day would stand by his side. So he just looked up toward the heavens, and he saw the face of Jesus, and it rolled him over the tide. Could not drive. So
this service. And these folks that's come, moved, and Brother Scott, we're going to let him say what's on his heart.
I've just been kind of going through a storm, and you know, I've been seeking God again. I've been away for so long that...
Bless him, Lord.
I know what I need, but God wasn't allowing me to come back.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing today, I didn't want the things that are going on in my life push me up here. I wanted God to call me.
Yeah, first. Man. Yes, sir.
Because I know I need him despite what's going on.
Yeah.
Huh. And I've just been, for so long, unwilling to give up some things in my life that I knew I needed to.
Yeah.
And I know that's what I need to do for God to let me back in.
Amen.
And I just appreciate this church. I know I'm not a member here, but I've always felt love here, and I appreciate
everybody. Yeah, we do love you, buddy. Yes, sir. Thank the Lord for you. Glad you come. If you just if you don't care, we'll shake hands with you in just a minute. Is that all right? Okay. And we thank the Lord for these two here that's come. They didn't get satisfied. And, if y'all want to say anything, you're welcome. You sure don't have to. Okay. And thank the Lord for these that's come. Each one of them, each of the three of them, has blessed my heart that they've come. We want to get another song, and we want to come around and shake hands with Scott, let him know we do love him, and he recognized that love, and I'm glad that love's here, and it's powerful. And so let's shake hands with Scott, and let's keep praying for these two young ladies that we love so much, and we want to see them get satisfied. While we sing this song, we shake hands with Scott. We want you to know you can still come to the altar. Please come if God's calling you while we sing this next song. Sing when you're ready. God bless you, buddy.
Right.
he's coming. We're just going to let him tell you how he feels. What? Tell him what happened.
I finally got saved.
Amen.
I got saved.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, you couldn't beat that testimony. Sing us another one. We'll come around. It's okay. We shake hands to you too.
Yes.
Okay. Sing us another one. Let's come around and shake hands to Bobby. And if you're here and needing to come, you're still welcome to come too. And I appreciate Bobby for being here, and I appreciate Tim coming and bringing him. And let's sing a song. Come shake hands with him. Just you can stay right here. Finishing up shaking hands, I just asked Brother Bobby, I said, now, when you get saved, you need to get baptized and join church. You want to do that? And he said, I sure do want to do that. So I'd like to have a good baptizing. Can I hear a movie? We received him as a candidate for baptism. Movie's in a second. Everybody raise your hand. Okay. So we'll talk about it with him and find out schedules. And we got a few more that needs to baptize yet. And we maybe get with them and set up a time sometime, let everybody know. And, let me say this. The doors of the church are open. If you're here and you want to join, whether you've been saved and need to join by baptism or whether you belong to a sister church and need to come by letter or you could even be by statement or whatever, however we receive members, you can come let us know. We'd be happy to have you. And thank God for the meeting this morning. Anybody got anything on your heart you want to say or do?